Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
John Watson, one of the most controversial psychologists of all times, once wrote, "Give me a dozen healthy infants, well-formed in my own specified world to bring them up in, and I'll guarantee to take anyone at random and train him to become any type of specialist I might select, regardless of his talents, penchants, tendencies, abilities, vocations, and race of his ancestors," end quote. In the old battle of nature versus nurture, Watson obviously came down strongly on the side of nurture. Environment, not heredity, thought Watson, shapes the destiny of people. In recent years, as behavioral studies have provided more and more information on the parenting process, we have come to realize that no matter what the environment, heredity is a powerful force. Take, for example, twins who are separated at birth, one being raised by one family, another being raised in a completely different environment. Yet as adults, both have tastes in clothing, foods, and entertainment that are very much the same. Nonetheless, Watson points out a powerful truth. What you do with your infant in the early years of his or her life will profoundly influence what happens later in life. As the sapling is bent, so grows the tree. Is this new? Well, it's about as new as 3,000 years ago, for it was the writer of Proverbs who said, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it." The Hebrew word means infant, and the verb to train was used 3 times in the Old Testament, including 1 reference to the foundation of a building. In simple terms, the early years of your child's life, they become the foundation upon which the entire adult life will rest. The word also conveyed the thought of a plan, such as an architect's rendering, which was in the mind of the builder, or the parent, which eventually would take shape. One of the anomalies of life is that we take the test, then learn the lesson. In parenting, it means we see our mistakes and failures so much more clearly after our kids are grown and gone. But when it comes to the early years of your child's life, there's no going back, no reruns, no returns or refunds because you've done a lousy job of parenting. If you have children under age 6, stop and ask yourself some tough questions. Are you training your child or simply letting him or her grow up? Taking the path of least resistance because you are too tired or too busy to train him or her, or doing the right thing regardless of how tired you may be? Discipline, instruction, taking your child to church, reading to him or her, doing the same thing over and over, day after day, time after time, is not easy. It's tough. It's time-consuming and physically exhausting. But I have to add, it's worth it. You win or lose a lot of territory before age 6. A child learns half of everything he knows by age 3, 3/4 by age 7, say psychologists. They're not talking about cognitive recall, algebra, computer science, or how to change the spark plugs on an automobile. They're talking about the limits of behavior, of right and wrong, what is rewarded and what is punished. It's easy to be a parent, tough to be a good one. Once you are a parent, forever you are a parent. A final thought. God honors the commitment of your time, effort, prayers, and care. Though it seems that a preschooler will never grow up, you'll look back someday and be amazed at how quickly those years went by. Believe me, it's true. If you enjoy Guidelines, I hope you will invite your friends to listen. Tell them about the commentary. And you can go to our website, guidelines.org, and click on the right button, and it will be sent to you by email. Or you can also listen to it by pressing another little icon. Again, our website is guidelines.org. Do your friend a favor. Tell him or her about Guidelines.